The following is a collection of some of the best items on the Cornucopia Radio Show, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and streamed to the world via the internet. All music played is either available via fair use agreement, or is podcast safe via the Creative Commons license. For more details, see the podcast credits on www.cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
This is Sheffield Live.
The Cornucopia Radio Show.
Cornucopia Radio Show.
The Cornucopia Radio Show.
Cornucopia Radio Show.
Cornucopia Radio Show.
The Cornucopia Radio Show.
The Cornucopia Radio Show with Peter Beeston. Coming at you like a nuclear missile. Just faster, bigger, and dumber.
Left, take a right, then proceed in a perfect dodecahedron, and then turn left, then right, left, right, left, right. Go up under the lake and to the right of the bridge. Keep turning left until you can see the whites of their eyes. Go round the round roundabout around 8 or 9 times and then turn off right into the side junction, which should be perpendicular to the presiding axis you should have just come from. You have now arrived at your destination of the Cornucopia Radio Show. Thank you for using our sat-nav.
The Cornucopia Radio Show presents the 50 greatest moments in history. Not at all sponsored by Wikipedia. With me, Henry J. Malteser, History Professor at Oxford. Community Centre. Part time. Part 23. The event, the invention of the internet. The date, 1849. By the middle of the 19th century, Britain was leading the world in scientific, economic, political, and entertainment circles. But a dark cloud loomed on the horizon. People were beginning to have opinions, dangerous levels of opinion, and it was decided by Parliament that unless they could find a way to release these opinions in some kind of forum where everybody was either too apathetic or too lazy to do anything about it, then the average working fool, God forbid, might actually begin to think that they had some kind of power. Also, they decided if this forum could incorporate easier access to pornography, that too would be beneficial. The legendary Isambard Kingdom Brunel, who had just finished his design work on the world's biggest hat, was commissioned to build the infrastructure for this new modern wonder of the world. His idea for it was revolutionary. And on the morning of June the 4th, 1849, it was presented to the world.
It now gives me great pleasure to declare this computerized network transfer system locked on.
He called it the Fantastic Elastic Bombastic Fluorocarbon Plastic Internet, a name later shortened to just the Internet. It was a worldwide, publicly accessible network of interconnected steam-powered devices, which could only run for 40 minutes a day in black and white and was only available to rich, white, powerful old men with beards and a hat.
You, boy, go get my hat.
This, of course, meant a boom time for employment, as thousands of people in each city were soon employed by the giant industrial Internet factories, where complicated and powerful cogs, pulleys, wheels and large metal internet spikes were all in operation. However, it was also dangerous work, and it is believed that over 500 people lost their lives for every web page viewed. Most at risk were the young so-called flap kids, who were normally aged between 6 and 8. It was because of their small size that they were able to crawl behind the large gauging machines, which at that time were an important part of the internet factory floor. They could then clean up all the ampersands, smileys, full stops and attachments, which would otherwise clog up the machinery and bring the internet to a halt. Despite the important job they did, very few lived past the age of 9. And today, the practice is all but outlawed and only used by a few of the more backward ISPs, such as TalkTalk. Anyway, over time, the net continued to grow. And with faster and faster speeds, it was soon possible to load a web page in under a weekend. A feat once thought unmanageable in Brunel's hat-obsessed mind. This was followed by all the websites we all know and love appearing over the next few years. Amazon was created to sell off bits of the British Empire at knockdown prices. eBay was designed to auction off ugly children who had become an embarrassment to their families. And YouTube was all the rage with the young people of the day, often filming themselves dancing and miming to the latest ragtime hits by such young stars as Lord Mark Markerson. Next time you're surfing down the information superhighway, pull into a cyber pit stop and think about the great history you're currently part of. Also, a Nigerian businessman who seems to know you really, really well wants to sell you some herbal Viagra. And once you've paid a £30,000 transfer fee, he'll wire the money to your account. Next time, in episode 24... we'll examine how Tokyo coped with the devastating attack by Godzilla in 1954, possibly by learning from a similar giant ape-based attack in 1930s New York.
I'm for a bitch of figure.
Never gonna get this wardrobe built. Let's see if this helps. How to build a wardrobe in under 20 minutes.
Begin by attaching piece A to piece D. Use piece G to level across piece F. Piece B should fit into piece C via the dowels, which should now be visible from piece D. Hinge 1, which is perpendicular to hinge 3, should be lined up with the two runners on piece G. Bracket X, which is connected to pole C, should now be facing magnetic north, while sprocket A and B should now be vertical, in a way which directly violates Newton's first law of physics. Thankfully, for your benefit, we have not labelled any of these identical-looking pieces.
Short answer, no, it doesn't.
The Cornucopia Radio Show with Peter Beeston. Meaningless random words.
Hello, my new cooking show, starting 2 weeks' time.
Anthony Worrell Thompson's Cooking Hour on Interactive 2.
Join me Monday, where we'll be talking sprouts, or we'll be debating 50 things that I don't want you to know about goose eggs, and my recipe for the perfect cheese sandwich. On Tuesday, we'll be asking spit or swallow the ultimate oyster question. We'll be discussing the health benefits of certain Class A drugs, and devising a fun quiz to determine if you're an alcoholic.
Anthony Worrell Thompson, Cooking Hour on Interactive 2.
Okay, guys, do you want to try laying down a mix?
Stop there! This music, it's done by white guys, man.
What? Oh man, you gotta be kidding me! Yeehaw!
Woo! Howdy, bad girl. Woo-hoo! Yeah, man. Woo! Hey, stop that! Stop that! Stop that!
Black guys play dish man.
Black guys? Oh, shucks. I was just enjoying that.
Stop! Stop, man! Stop! Indians, man.
Indians? What, like Navajo?
No, not like Navajo, man. Indians, you know, from India.
Oh.
You mojo mama lupus.
Is it
Chip?
What I think it is?
Chip, it's your wash.
Chinese! Oh, man.
Hey, hold it. What color you guys? What color you guys? Hey! What color are you guys?
What you talking about?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, what color are you guys?
There ain't no color.
What color are we? Oh, man. Wants to know what color we is. We're blue, man.
Yeah. What kind of blue?
Two.
radio.co.uk and then email studio@cornucopia-radio.co.uk to get involved.
Join me Monday when we ask Problem what to do with all the starving people and prisoner for drowning. Simple. Let the starving eat them.
Anthony Worrell Thompson's Cooking Hour on Interactive 2.
My third world three-course meal is cream of arsenic soup with perjury croutons. I have a main course of flavoural paedophile on a bed of manslaughter, crispy disorderly conduct salad in an aiding and abetting sauce, and for pudding, a jammy tax dodger in a raspberry embezzlement Kool-Aid.
Anthony Worrell Thompson, Cooking Hour on Interactive 2.
Desire. The town center swims in June sunlight, shoals darting, wobbling, pouting. Young girls in the barely decent minimum swim across the eyes of a barely decent cleric. Retired fishermen with aquatic interests suddenly stirring. How lovely they are, how lovely. One by one, I desire to take them from this aquarium, to be released, free, into the Buddha's bright ocean. An invitation to the dance. In my practice of meditation, I concentrated on this and reflected on how the great world was upheld in space, on how my body was kept in perpetual motion, moving and standing, on the rhythmic vibration its life established and maintained by breathing, upon the movement of the mind, thoughts rising and passing. I reflected upon these various things and marveled at their great sameness without any difference, save in the rate of vibration. I realized that the nature of these vibrations had neither any source for their coming nor destination for their going, and that all sentient beings, as numerous as the infinitesimal particles of dust in the vast spaces, were, each in his own way, topsy-turvy balanced vibrations, and that each and every one was obsessed with the illusion that he was a separate creation. Shakyamuni Buddha in the Sharangama Sutra.
Where am I? Am I dreaming?
Dear Mr. Shuttlecock, please excuse John from games today. He woke up particularly thirsty in the night, and on discovering we had no pop in the fridge, decided to drink himself. Yours sincerely, his mother. In the night.
And also, it turns out apparently that was the exact type of behaviour they frowned upon in my job.
The Ten of Clubs.
I've done it. I've invented a cure for scientists.
In my job.
Tam, he'll get nae faring, and he'll they'll roast you like a herring. If me like a herring, then like a trout. Tam, he'll never gan oot.
My door is always open, mainly due to mechanical failure.
Growing up as an element on the periodic table was tough. I was regularly picked on and beaten up by the halogens. But at least I wasn't a noble gas. Everybody picked on them, even me.
Don't come near me. My reality is catching.
Although the rest of the crowd seemed to see it as something to celebrate. I have to be honest and say, the roof being on fire did concern me a little.
Candyman.
And I guess the ultimate irony was that all the blatantly untrue and possibly libelous rumours about Rolf Harris I've been spreading for years were actually true. This also explained why he was currently trying to kill me with a chainsaw.
12.
Rolf Harris.
12.
I just want to reiterate the things I stand for. I am against cold-blooded animals. I am pro the noble gases in the periodic table. I am against planets which have rings. They are clearly hiding something. I'm looking at you, Saturn. I am anti-Donkey Kong. I am pro-Pac-Man. Nature abhors a vacuum. Well, I say, we should give it a chance. I too think Dylan portrayed folk music when he went electric. I will somehow prove to you all that Belgium is just an optical illusion done with mirrors. But most of all, I believe that you were thinking of the Ten of Clubs.
Richard Littlejohn.
Due to tough economic times, Lucifer had to sell his CD collection on eBay for a private now price of £157, which is why it's now generally agreed that Henry Russell of 57 Maple Street Road, Birmingham, has all the best tunes.
Please forward this radio show onto 10 people you know and 12 you don't.
Richard Littlejohn.
Call what art criticism? My 4-year-old daughter could criticise a piece of art better than that.
We're too soft on them. They need locking up and the key flowing away. Then the key finding again and burying in concrete. Then sent into space and then sent back in time. At this point, we should go back to where we locked them up to begin with and kill them. Then bring them back to life with the help of some type of voodoo witch doctor and kill them again. Then maybe we should also fine them £100 or ban them from driving or running a business for 2 months. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that last bit too much.
If I should die before I wake...
Huh? Oh, man, I just had the weirdest dream. I dreamt I was writing and producing a podcast. Why would I ever do that? Nobody ever listens to podcasts.
Jackie Live. Across the city on 93.2 FM. And across the world on sheffieldlive.com.